Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today. Because that what? That sauce is crazy.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys. Mr. Lopa Lopa. I had a little incident with Lopa Lopin out this week when I had an opportunity to go pheasant hunting with some buddies. And I'll preface the whole story with, I had a great day. It was Wednesday afternoon. The wind was blowing about 40 miles an hour, and when a pheasant went up, it'd turn into the wind, and it'd shoot by you like a bullet, man. It was crazy. But we had a good time. We went out and to a place on the northwest side of Grand Rapids called Fruit Ridge Pheasant Farm. If you've never been out there, really cool place. You got to go out and try it. Point of my story is this, is if you're a hunter, respect your other guys. Be safe. Everybody was. We didn't have any incidents. But we had one of the guys that brought what he said was his hunting dog, which I think hadn't seen the field in a couple years. And my only story is I was a guest, so I didn't have a stake in this game. But birds are $20 to $25 a piece when you put them in the field. And we had 16 of them put in the field for four guys. So we were going to make a great afternoon of it, you know. We hired a guide with a couple dogs, and one of the guys that comes with us decides he's going to bring his dog with him. Well, he couldn't control the dog. We get out into the field. We just start to hunt. His dog runs ahead, and we're watching $25 bills fly into the air and disappear. And it didn't ruin our hunt because we were able to get our fair share of birds and things. But my word to the wise is that if you are going to go out with your buddies and you're going to go do something that's special like that, just make sure you bring the right equipment. And if you're even a little bit questioning the ability of your dog, just leave him in a truck. Because while we had a great time, I felt bad for the guy that was writing the check, because the dog ran ahead and put up a half a dozen birds, and at $25 a piece, there's $150 that just flew away that we never even had a chance to get a crack at. So anyway, I just had to share that story. It's kind of guy ethics, kind of just the way, you know, treat your buddy like you'd like to be treated. One of those things. But I did get some pheasant.
I think that's in the Bible somewhere.
That's right. I did get some pheasant, and I want to talk about these things that I make that are called pheasant bundles. Really, really simple. Guys, if you don't have pheasant, you can do it with skinless, boneless chicken breast. Either one, because I'm just using the breast meat of the pheasant. I'm going to pound it thin with a meat hammer. I'm going to put green peppers, onions, and mushrooms in the center of them, wrap them up, take two slices of bacon, wrap around there, and then I put them on the grill on indirect heat for about an hour at low heat. And what they're going to do is they're going to bake down. That bacon's going to render off, and it comes out in a little pouch. Because what I did is just put a little pile of onions, little pile of green peppers, and I put a couple little cubes of pepper jack cheese in there. Then you wrap that breast around there, kind of tie it off with bacon, and then put them on the smoker in an hour at about 250. Oh, my gosh, are those good. And a great little treat, whether you use chicken or pheasant or whatever. But those are my pheasant bundles and my pheasant hunting trip. Had a great opportunity to get out and play this week, and appreciate the guys that took me along.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good recipe. We should cover a little bit more grill safety, just try and do that a little bit every week if we can. Just a couple things to remember. And the more I watch these news stories, the more I'm blown away at how I forget how dangerous some of these fuels are, and propane being one of the worst. The problem with propane is it's so spontaneous. You know, if you're grilling with charcoal and you drop an ash, you'll see the ash go down, or it might take a while. With propane, it tends to build up, and it reacts so fast that your percentage of injury is really high with propane injury. So that's one of the big dangerous things, and one of the things that's a big problem is checking your lines in the back. There are burner tube connector lines and stuff on a gas grill, and you'll want to basically check those for leaks. And one way to do it is to turn your grill gas valve on and barely open that gas valve up so there's just a little bit of propane coming out, but do not turn the valves to the grill on. and then take a little soapy water and put it all over the lines doing all the connections there, and then turn your gas higher up and just see if there's any bubbles coming out of those tubes and connector tubes, and they call them burner tubes, anywhere back there. Sometimes they're rubber and they'll be rotted and cracked.
Sure.
And that propane will just come shooting out the back, and the wind will whiff it over the blowing or the actual burning part of the grill, and ignite that portion that's leaking, and it'll be going like backwards at your house, and it'll be, you know, maybe melting your siding or or torching, you know, the wooden shed behind your grill or something like that. And the next thing you know, within seconds, you've got a really hot, dense, it's almost like an acetylene burn. It's just really intense, and it will burn your house down.
Yeah, and in the winter, that gas is heavier than the air when it's cold, and it'll stay down at the bottom of your grill, and it can get a little explosive. So just be careful. That's all. That's the moral of that story.
Well, propane is heavier than air all the time, actually, right. So that's the other thing. Good point. It does tend to hover in the bottom of that pan, so when it does ignite, you've got a condensed pocket of it, and you might only scare the crap out of yourself, but you might also, like, take your eyebrows or your hair off, or like that news lady that we saw.
Yeah, and Hannah Storm. She had second, third-degree burns when
Sports
she did
announcer,
it. It blew out. That's the other thing. The wind's usually blowing in the winter.
Don't try and relight it until you open that lid and vent that thing.
Exactly. Vent it is the key. You know, Bob, I've got an opportunity coming up here in March to do a little community service. I have the pleasure and the honor to be the vice chair of the Laugh Fest, which is to benefit Gilda's Club here in Grand Rapids, coming March 7th through the 17th here in Grand Rapids. There's over 60 comics and over 200 shows and venues that are going to happen March 7th to 17th. People like Louis Black from Saturday Night Live, Jim Brower from Breaking Bad, the actor. Brian Regan is a very famous comedian. Garfunkel and Oates are actors and comedians. So really a lot of stuff that you can do. Great time in the middle of March to get out and do comedy festival. And the tickets just went on sale yesterday, the individual tickets. And you can find that at laughfest.org. That's laughfest.org. And check it out, because this is a 10-day festival that comes to West Michigan. We draw people from 26 states and 6 countries last year that came to this thing. So it's the real deal. It's right up there with Art Prize. It's just a huge community event. And you know what? The cool part is it raises money for Gilda's Club for cancer and grief support in our community. 100% donation-based organization. All the money stays right here in town. Real proud to be part of that. And if you get a chance, get on laughfest.org and check it out.
And you've got a routine. You're going to be doing it at Dr. Grin's, right? Don't you have a stand-up show for Dr. Grin's?
Yeah, two shows, right. Yep, exactly.
That's where you set yourself on fire with a grill?
Right, yeah. But anyway, that is a good organization. You got me off track now, brother. I'm sorry. But anyway, I think it's time for a little bit of man law.
There you go.
Now you're a man! A man! Now you're a man! A man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Okay, today's Man Law is brought to you by, of course, Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue in Saranac, Michigan. Great pasties. Good time of the year to get one. It's going to get cold tomorrow, so you might want to cruise into Vicky's next week and get yourself a nice tray of fresh, hot pasties. Here's today's Man Law, and this is a good one for dads, all right? Never miss an opportunity to throw the ball with your kids. No matter how tired you are, you'll never regret it.
I got to believe that's true. As you know, Barbecue Bob, I don't have children, but I've got some neighbor kids, and I've got godchildren, nieces, nephews that we all have, and it is fun. You know what? It's great one-on-one time for a man, whether it's your son or your daughter. It doesn't matter. Get out, spend some one-on-one time with them. That hand-eye coordination that comes with that, you're teaching a lot of things when you're standing there. And guess what? You always have a great conversation, too. You don't just stand there and look at each other and throw the ball back and forth. There's a conversation that goes with it. And to me, that's even more valuable than the time, is sharing your thoughts and ideas and just helping helping your children learn about life. Kind of a cool deal, a great way to do it. Don't mean to get all sentimental, but to me, that's a great time is to throw a ball around.
All right, well, go out there and get your grill fired up. It's the Grilling Guys, and we'll see you next week. Here's a little Golden Earring.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.